Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Today in Major League Baseball history, it's time for that, brought to you by Rhino Shield of Georgia. Go to rhinoshieldga.com to get a free estimate. And also, while you're there, check out the Cellini special. 18 months, same as cash, 20% off.
We have to go back because it would have been Henry Aaron's birthday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron would have celebrated a birthday. And on the same day, not the day he was born, but later on, they decided Major League Baseball to hand out the best hitters in each league. And those awards were known as the Hank Aaron Awards. That happened yesterday when you look back on history as well. On this date, in 1891, February the 6th, the New York Giants. Uh-oh, I think I deleted my notes.
Oh, no. Oh, is this on your phone?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think I lost everything.
Uh-oh.
Just make some stuff up. It's 1891.
I'll never know what
happened. What did the New York Giants
do? And neither will you ever know what happened with the Giants.
Should I dump this?
They signed a player with three toes.
All right, we're back. The Giants, their salaries are leaked to the press. And it shows a total team payroll of $54,600. Topped by $5,500 going to Buck Ewing. And they went crazy in the Big Apple. Buck Ewing's making $5,500? Buck Ewing sounds like someone that could be involved in a different world. Not the world of Major League Baseball. 1895. On this date, Babe Ruth is born in Baltimore, Maryland. 1958, on this date, Ted Williams signs a one-year deal with the Red Sox, and it's worth, according to reports, between $135,000 and $150,000.
That would have set people off, too.
Absolutely, and ironically, Domino makes more than twice that amount today. So just to put things in perspective.
Well, I have said, actually, I will take $1 less than Ted. He was better than me. As opposed to all these other guys who want $1 more.
All right, this is a weird time, though.
Go ahead.
1968 on this date, voters in King County, Washington, approve a $40 million bond issue to build a domed multipurpose stadium.
Uh-huh.
In 1976, it took this long for the American League to give a new expansion franchise to Seattle. The Mariners begin play in 1977. So how long did that kingdom just sit there before ultimately Seattle was granted a franchise? Or did they roll the dice and say,
I don't know.
We got this here waiting. And
well,
they decided
Tampa,
that year. Well, that year it was Toronto and Seattle.
Yeah, Tampa actually had a building that was empty for a while. The Great White Elephant. I didn't know that Seattle had built, but they had football, though.
Well, they had football the year before. 1976 was the first year for the Seahawks. So it was sitting there for a while.
Huh. I don't know that story. Is that in your notes?
Jack Patera was the head coach of the Seahawks. You know who his brother was? Ken Patera.
That's not true.
The world's strongest athlete.
Is that true?
Completely true. Okay. Not that creative, Chris.
What was the world's strongest athlete back then? When he didn't have all the good juice.
Yeah, I don't know. You know the Patera story?
He benched 225 pounds.
You know why Patera went to jail?
No.
They pull up to a McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Ken Patera.
Yeah.
And they're closing up. And they're starving. It's him and like three other wrestlers.
Oh, no. Did they just break in?
And no.
They go across the counter?
That's worse.
Go ahead.
So he's at the drive-thru, and he says, well, what about those burgers over there? He said, well, we're closed. We can't sell you those. He said, I'll give you, you know, whatever. Burgers were, you know, less than a dollar at the time. He said, I'll give you, you know, $30, $50 for all those burgers. We can't do that. Once we close, we have to throw them out. So he flipped out, and he grabbed a boulder and threw it through the front window of the McDonald's. He tells him, if you got a problem, it's Ken Patera.
Interesting.
Now they were goofed up.
Well, it was probably before cameras. Why would you give your name?
So they, exactly. He cut a promo as he threw the boulder through the window.
Throw a rock and say, I'm Bruno Sammartino.
So they go back to the hotel. The police show up at the hotel. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, his partner, Mr. Saito, mm-hmm. doesn't speak any English.
Yeah.
Or he was living his gimmick.
Sure, sure.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
He starts, as they try to arrest him, he starts putting his hands on the police. Next thing you know, it's at Donnybrook, and everybody goes to jail. He has to go away for a while. All because they wouldn't give him the cheeseburgers.
Well, and then he threw a rock through the window.
The moral of the story is when a big, strong man wants a cheeseburger, give him the cheeseburger.
I would have gone
all of this could have been avoided.
I would have gone with the steroid defense. That's what I would have gone with. He didn't know what he was doing, Your Honor. He's on steroids.
Mm-hmm. They may have tried that. I'm not sure.
I would have.
It worked or not. All right, when we come back, another day, another theory.
So what do you think of the whole Max Fried thing?
Look, he signed for a couple of more years, and I understand big picture why the Braves can't just say, here's the money, because then you set a bad precedent. It's business. It's not personal. It's business.
I would have just said, listen, Max, we're going to give it to you. You just don't tell everybody you won.
And then if somebody else says, what about me? I guess you say, you know what? You're not Max Fried.
Yeah. Where's your sub-3 ERA?
Where's your World Series?
Or were you second in the Cy Young Award?
So maybe that clears it up.
Given
I don't
him
know.
Money. I would have given it. That's 2 years in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got raises. It's a good raise. He went from 6 and change to 13. Nobody's
talking about it.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, he'll be pitching most likely someplace else.
If I walk by Max Fried, should I go, hey, man,
sorry,
tough break there?
Yeah, I hope you can take care of that landscaping now and your car payment.
I don't think I'm going to go with tough break.
Now that you're making, you know, 13 and a half instead of 15.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.